Here's the second myth. It's a one-time event. This is certainly not true. I think you probably agree with me that sometimes you need to forgive people over and over again. I find this, there are some people who've hurt me so deeply that whenever something reminds me, whenever I see a place that reminds me of what happened or hear something about these people, I have to forgive them again, hand them over, release them, because if I don't, then it's just chewing me up inside. So it's not just a one-time event. It's something that we need to do, to hand things over. And Florence has a very useful little sequence. It's not suggesting that forgiveness is as easy as A, B, C, but there's one way of doing it. A is to acknowledge the seriousness of the offense that we're required to forgive. Think about it. Face up to it. And then the second thing is to B, is to bring our feelings to the surface. How do we really feel about what they did? And I think this is often a problem for us as Christians, that we think, well, we shouldn't feel angry. But sometimes we can't help feeling angry if something really bad has been done to us. So acknowledge our feelings. Don't try and stuff them. The feelings of anger or revenge, admit them and take ownership of them. We need to feel this if we're going to heal at all. That's an emotional thing. And the third thing, C, is choose to release the offender to God. And we may need to do this over and over and over again. Just actively in our own minds, just take this person to God and say, look, I hand them over to you. You deal with them. You are the one that knows everything. Release me from this feeling of revenge and a desire to get even, and you deal with them. So it's not a one-time event. It's something that we may need to do over and over again, and it can be a progressive sequence like I've just described. Here's the third one. Forgiveness always leads to reconciliation. It doesn't always lead to reconciliation. And this is a widely held myth, even amongst pastors and counselors, that the end point of dealing with the whole issue of forgiveness is that people must be reconciled. Sometimes that is not possible because it takes two people. The other person may not want to be reconciled to you. Maybe they're uncontactable. Maybe they're dead. You can't necessarily reconcile. And there's another nuance here, which is that it may not be wise to reconcile with some people who've deeply hurt you if there's a possibility that you're putting yourself back into a situation where you may be wounded again. It may be a dangerous relationship, in which case, forgiveness, yes, reconciliation, no. And the idea that if you have not reconciled to your offender, you haven't really forgiven them is a myth. And sometimes we need to face up to that fact that we can forgive them, perhaps even without them knowing it, just releasing them and handing them over, but it doesn't necessarily need to lead to reconciliation. Here's the final one. I did a Google search for forgive and forget, and there's songs and everything about this. And forgive and forget is just such a widely used term. Some Christians believe it's in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. The closest that we get to it is in Hebrews 8, where God says that their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. But that's not God forgetting. That's God choosing not to remember. And that's not quite the same. And in practice, it's impossible to forget things. Even if you develop Alzheimer's disease, you may not necessarily forget really traumatic events that have happened earlier in your life. So it's just not possible to forget. So forgiveness is not the same as forgetting. And we shouldn't mistake the two. It's not a biblical principle. Jesus doesn't teach that we should forget things that have happened to us. And remembering them enables us to face up to them, to forgive the person, to hand them over to God. So these are our four myths that Florence talked about a few years ago, and I think busting these myths is a very helpful way of getting to a place where we can actually forgive. So what's the message here? The message is quite simple. It's that those who have received God's forgiveness should extend it to others. The problem is that it is a very, very difficult thing to do. We need to face up to what forgiveness really is. We need to bust the myths in our minds. And the final thing is we need to remember that we're following the example of somebody who modeled this. Jesus didn't just teach about forgiveness. He modeled forgiveness. Jesus was terribly wronged by the Jewish leaders who convicted him at a kangaroo court, even though he had done nothing wrong. He was terribly wronged by the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, who handed him over to be crucified, even though he knew he was innocent. He was terribly wronged by the Roman soldiers who flogged him mercilessly and drove nails into his hands and into his feet. Jesus was terribly wronged. And what did he say when they were nailing him to the cross? What were his words? He said, "When I come back from the dead, I'll get even with them." No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that at all. He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."